current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast, News Right Now, Wrong Deal. Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has taken it upon himself to negotiate a ceasefire agreement between the Jewish entity and Hamas. The goal was to reach a ceasefire agreement to stop the bombardment that has killed tens of thousands of our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Quote, we are talking about reaching a ceasefire in Gaza, meaning a truce, providing the biggest quantity of aid, end quote, al-Sisi said. He also added that this would come along with, quote, curbing the impact of this famine on people and also allowing for the people in the center and the south to move towards the north, with a very strong warning against insurrection into Rafah, end quote. With a spillover of displaced Palestinians on the border of Gaza, al-Sisi, along with the U.S. and Qatar, have been attempting to mediate a truce between quote-unquote Israel and Hamas. Also, with this, he is mediating a plan to release the quote-unquote Israeli hostages in return for Palestinian prisoners held in the prisons of the Jewish entity. While making agreements and working as the U.S. puppet al-Sisi, blatant hypocrisy shows even more every day. The fact that his army standing at the borders of Gaza are not ordered to move and take actions against this genocide proves how complicit he is, obeying his master, the U.S., and leaving our brothers and sisters to suffer a genocide. With missiles being dropped on the daily, homes being lost, family members losing their loved ones, not having enough aid, food, water, or any form of livelihood. Their lives have been robbed from them by the Jewish entity. And what does Mr. al-Sisi do? Try to get an agreement to take place to stop the fire and to give some aid. What are your soldiers doing sitting at the borders? What is their duty? The Egyptian army is more than capable to move and call for jihad. They possess air defenses which are more than capable of clearing the skies of Gaza from a single aircraft of the Jewish entity. They have the famous S-300 system, which is equipped in 4 battalions, as well as Patriot missiles, of which it possesses 32 systems, as well as the Iris system, the Hawk system, the Tor system, and many other air defense systems, missile and anti-aircraft. The skies of Gaza can be wiped clean from the aircrafts of the Zionist entity's missiles and warplanes. Other than that, the Egyptian army trains consistently, but where is all that energy going? When will all that training be used to take action? With all of this, how is it that calling for a ceasefire, trying to convince those who are murdering our brothers and sisters to come to seek a true solution? Instead, the true and only solution is to move the armies and finish this war once and for all. The Egyptian army stands right at the borders of Gaza with all their training and weaponry, must take this step to liberate Palestine, Al-Aqsa, and Gaza, to establish our Khilafah and fight in the path of Allah. It is time for the armies to wake up from their slumber and move, to ignore what this treacherous ruler says and instead fulfill their full purpose, which is making the deen of Allah supreme in the earth. Our brothers and sisters in Gaza need you to take the step and move. You are more than capable. O army of Kinana, but if they seek your help against persecution in faith, it is your obligation to help them. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 72. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.